Texas. They say everything's bigger here, and they're right. We've got big cars, big hearts, and even bigger stakes. This is beef country, Texas, home to the Alamo, the Cowboys, and the largest military installation known to man. So big, it has a big name. Fort Hood, the great place. It's got a Texas-sized podcast as well. And this is it, right here, Fort Hood's great big podcast. Yeehaw.
There she is, Mrs. Quarantine.
In the flesh.
In her army greens. I'm out of rice.
No. Not only that. Nice t-shirt.
Thank you.
Hey, she survived Grafenwurf.
Grafenwehr.
Grafenwehr.
Germany.
I did.
Hey, look who's back. It's Brianna Dew.
Hello.
Live in the studio.
And not, you know, echoing and weird on the phone.
On the phone. Here in the flesh.
Yes. It's good to be back.
It is great to see you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Thank you. I'm very, very happy to be back.
So, since you've been out of quarantine, what have you done?
Well, I haven't done much. This is my first stop.
Really?
So, yes. You are the first
people.
You went
duty first. That's right, what I'm talking about.
Right from quarantine, right into duty.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes, y'all are the first people I've seen in person.
Well, and how's it holding up? How are we doing?
It's really nice to be able to talk to somebody.
Is it?
Yeah.
Face to face. Yeah, I guess. You lose that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I was kind of going a little cuckoo there.
I know. We posted that dance video.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea at the time. And now that I'm like coming out of the fog of isolation, I'm like,
Hey, my mom shared that.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she did. It is on her timeline. 10 years from now, she'll be looking back and going, who is that? What was I doing?
Yes. No, it was good.
So, yeah, totally welcome back. Yes, so you haven't seen how the world has changed at all since you left?
I have not. I've noticed the lower gas prices, though,
which
I am a
down.
Fan of.
Wait till you buy milk, though.
Oh, no.
It's the exact reverse.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Milk's gone up. Eggs are more expensive.
Okay.
People are fighting over toilet paper.
Fun.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they are. I haven't seen toilet paper.
Really?
Have you? Well, yeah. Who? I'm not. Why am I looking at you? You don't know anything.
I'm going to go to a store after this.
Are you?
Yes.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so then I'll know.
You're going to have to let me know how that went. I really want your opinion. In fact, can you do this for us?
Sure.
I want you to take your phone out while you're in the store and record your impression. You know where you turn it on you and you're like filming yourself?
Like a vlog,
A vlog.
Yeah.
I want you to vlog your trip to the store.
Okay.
And because Brianna has been out since how long? When did you leave?
I left 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
6 weeks ago, she's not seen anything what it's like inside any stores in America at all. So when she left, it was normal.
Yes.
And now, welcome. Welcome to our world of toys.
Yes. I find it ironic that the day that I, like, released from quarantine is the, like, this, me being back now was the time I was supposed to get back from Germany anyway.
Is it? Really?
Yes, yeah.
See, things work out.
Yes, they do. Yeah. But everyone else got to go home way sooner than they were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
But for the band, we're actually nervous that we were possibly going to return later than anticipated. But I think we were the only ones that were in that group. So I didn't really vocalize
that?
It. Because we were only going there for 6 weeks.
Okay.
So we knew we'd be back mid-April. Mm-hmm. But everyone else is like 3, 6, 9 months, 1 year.
You're like had an Air Force tour going on.
Yeah, it really was. Exactly. It really was.
Yeah.
basically. And then it got canceled and we shammed in the forest for a month.
You had an Air Force tour then.
I did. I really did. But I did a lot of running. So,
That is not an Air Force tour.
No. No, you'd be on a bicycle for that. Stationary bicycles.
Yes. Well, we had no gyms, so that was annoying.
You had to make do. I saw you on the jungle gym, and
yes,
we shared your picture out in the forest in your frilly dress.
Yes, that was fun.
And did you listen to the podcast while you were there?
So nothing would load at all. I could not watch a 30-second video.
Really?
Even wow. And I bought a SIM card and was using a German provider, and it was not working.
Wow.
Way out there.
Well, I always heard German engineering was good.
I think it's good when you're not in the middle of an army base field.
Forest kind of thing?
Yeah. Because we were all out near the ranges.
So you've missed everything we've talked about.
I have, okay. Yes.
We've got some treats for you.
I'm excited. Up. I'm going to do a binge of all of the episodes.
Are you really?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, cool.
I was binging a lot of anime in my quarantine.
Yeah, you're working up to a 10-miler, right?
So wait, yes. You've been, hold on. Mm-hmm. You were just in your house for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, that's true.
Why didn't you listen to the podcast then?
Because anime.
You got to have your priorities.
No, but I will listen to it, of course.
Well, cool. There's some stuff we talk about you.
Oh, really?
There's going to be one thing where you attack me.
Oh, no.
Because I got something wrong. I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay.
But I got something wrong, and it involved you.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, listen for that.
It's fine.
Listen for that. But today's show should be pretty cool.
Yes.
We have some mask-making people with us.
We do.
And then we've got a guy that uses masks in a different way.
Ooh.
All that and entertainment stuff with Blair Dupree from the Fort Hood Sentinel.
With her own
jingle.
Intro.
Yeah,
music?
She's got a jingle. She's got a jingle. Stay tuned for that.
Oh, can't wait.
Stay tuned. There's somebody at home going, "Oh, hey, the podcast. It's up now. God, I hope it has that jingle in it." Said no one ever.
We make those dreams come true.
We do. The more you know. All right, so we'll have all that for you and more. You're supposed to say something. Right after
this song. Is there a song?
I guess there can be.
Are we coronavirusing PSAs?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right after this important message.
I thought it was a song.
Right after this wonderful song.
Coronavirus is among us. Be well, take care, and wash those hands. Coronavirus is among us. Be well, take care. It's the fade. I did that.
I noticed. That was my favorite part.
Okay, moving on.
They say singing can help you remember things, so here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one!
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two!
Virtual playdates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three!
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Fort Hood's Great Big Podcast. 50% of the time, they're right. 50% of the time.
So, have you decided what you're doing with your stimulus check yet?
My stimulus check.
Yes. It's not really a check because it's a direct deposit.
No.
Your stimulus direct deposit, that doesn't really fly so well.
No.
The money.
I'm not shopping right now, so it's okay.
Online shopping.
There is. But, no. What are you going to do?
Well, I was going to save it, but I had the car looked at the other day, and I need new tires.
Okay.
So I'm putting it back into the economy.
Well, there you go.
I'm helping out the city of Killeen.
Well, that's good for them.
Maybe I'll be nominated as a good neighbor.
Yeah.
This man bought a set of tires.
Absolutely.
As a certificate.
And fixed the economy all in one swoop.
One foul swoop.
Yeah.
That's right. Really? You got no plans for extra money?
No. No.
No windfall wishes?
Nope.
It really is more difficult when you can't go anywhere.
I really hate. No, I don't hate. I've done it, but I don't like what I need to buy is some clothes and running shoes. I got to put them in my hand.
That's true.
And, I may find them cheaper online, but I got to go to the store and actually try them on first.
You know, that reminds me, pillows.
So oh, yeah.
We need new pillows.
Yeah.
All right. But when you go buy a mattress, this has bothered me for a long time. You go buy a mattress, there's someone there, they show you around the mattresses, lay down. You don't even have to take your shoes off. They got those plasticky things.
Right.
Like, feel, they have the sleep things,
right.
Study that you can do to make sure it's perfect and all this. For a pillow, you go to the store and they're just in a bin and you grab one. I mean, shouldn't you be laying your head down on it?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't an integral part of the process.
Story about pillows?
Yeah.
You get these. I remember buying one. It was not uber expensive, but it was, the next layer, a level whatever. And it came in a box, right? And it, really fancy, wrapped up and all that. Get it out. It's supposed to be one of these gel pillows, cooling things.
Sure.
Right? Because it's hot here.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out of the box, sleep on it for one night, and it smells like gasoline. I'm not kidding. It was, petroleum jelly in there or something, man, and it smelled like gas.
How much did this pillow cost you? How much did it set you back?
That's about $30.
$30?
$30.
Wow, you could have actually got gas for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and that's what that goes back to my point of being able to test out pillows. You should be able to lay down on the pillow and say, no, this is too hard. No, this is too slow. Yeah, this is what I'm going for.
And smell it, Charlie.
But you can't. Well, smell it. I think you can still smell the pillows. Now you're in
not
my head.
Not if it's in a box.
Now you're in my head. The next time I'm in a store, I'm going to be walking by the pillows, and I'm going to have to stop and go...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Smells legit. Smells good. Speaking of breathing, how'd you like that transition?
That was great.
Boom! I nailed it.
All over it.
Yes. Speaking of breathing, we have a special guest here today.
We do.
Who is helping soldiers, get this, ready for it? Ready?
I'm waiting.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
Yes.
I was waiting with bated breath.
Oh.
Huh?
Well, I hope that I got nothing.
Yeah, okay.
That was it. That was the end of it.
Are we done with this?
That was the end of it, yeah.
Get on with it.
I got nothing.
We have Taylor Kellum with us. Hi, Taylor.
Hey.
It is good to see you. And you brought presents for the team. Tell us about it.
They are some OCP face masks that I've been giving out to soldiers. So I figured you'd like official ones.
You guys, you've been doing this long before the CDC said.
I've been doing it for about 3 weeks.
Wow.
Well, yeah. See, Taylor's been making masks for soldiers to keep them safe during this little thing we like to call coronavirus.
COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
What got you started? Why did you decide to start popping them out?
Well, my mom's a mail carrier back home in North Carolina, and her postmaster brought them all in to the office one day after work for a meeting and, told them, hey, this is what's going on. These are our current standings and things like that. And then they said, we have face masks for y'all. We'll give them to you shortly.
Okay.
Well, three days went by and there were no face masks. There was no nothing. Then they finally gave them gloves and were advising them on wiping things down and hand sanitizer and stuff like that, but still wasn't giving them anything.
Right.
And I said, well, Mama, that's not right. You've got all these packages coming from Lord knows where, from Lord knows who, and you're having to touch them to deliver them to all these customers that she's in a small town. So everybody likes to come up to the mail truck and talk to her and tell her about their business.
She might
as well be the local hairdresser with the story she gets told. So I said, Mama, you need something. So I hurried up and whipped her up some masks and sent them to her so she had them for in her mail truck.
Very cool. And so, you're from, come on, that little town in North Carolina is?
Whitsitt, North Carolina.
Whitsitt, North Carolina, which is just outside of
Greensboro.
Greensboro.
Outstanding. Whitsitt.
Yeah, Whitsitt. That's such a cool name.
Yeah, it's not a name. It's a candy bar.
It is.
Yeah, extra nougat. Whitsitt. I can say I see a Zagnut in my head when I think of Whitsitt.
So how many masks have you cranked out thus far?
Over 200.
200.
Wow. Yeah. How long does it take you to make a mask?
Depending on if I have help or not. If I do it by myself, cutting it from just a stretch of fabric, I'll be by myself. It takes me roughly 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Or just the one. I've had to perfect my method quite
a bit. You're
on
a sewing machine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I actually didn't have a sewing machine. Well, okay, let me scratch that. I had one, but it had busted, and it wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. It didn't want to listen. It didn't want to act right.
Sure.
So I put it in the closet to think about what it had done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I've been borrowing a neighbor's since last June so that I can complete my custom orders and keep doing what I like to do.
So you sew outside of masks?
Yeah.
What do you sew usually?
My favorite is baby clothes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Onesies, rompers, blankets, the car seat covers, you name it. I love doing it.
All right. And this is a side business or a main business or a
I don't work.
Hobby?
We have 9-month-old twins, so I stay at home with them. The older three are in school, so we have 5 kids total. So I stay at home with them, so I had to find something. I've always been crafty. All the women in my family have been crafty for the most part. So it's just kind of in my genes.
Okay.
Literally.
Crafty in the jeans. Sewing. Jeans.
Crafty in my jeans.
So, yeah, so that's what I like doing. And then I didn't have a sewing machine, so she was letting me borrow hers. And it's just kind of lived at my house for almost a year now. So my mom actually went in with my grandparents and got me a brand new sewing machine.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that I could keep doing masks.
So 5 kids. What's the oldest? The oldest
10. He'll be 10 in August.
10. And then?
And then I have a soon-to-be 8-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then a soon-to-be 5-year-old girl. She'll be 5 next month. And then I have 2
the twins.
9-month-old girls.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a house full of estrogen.
Yeah, that is a handful and a half. Do you make clothes for the kids?
I do.
Well, that's cool.
I do. They love it.
Do you take custom orders? Do they come to you and say, hey, I want this?
Yes.
That is awesome.
I think my hardest part is when people find the image online. They're like, no, I want exactly this. I'm like, but you can change it. Or they ask me, well, can I do this? Well, I'm like, well, yeah, you don't have to have that picture. You can have that item, but in a different fabric and customize and things like that.
Right.
So. But yeah, that's my favorite.
My family quilts.
I've done minimal quilting.
No, there's a great deal of quilting that goes on at least my mother's side of the family.
Well, it's colder in Kansas.
I have more quilts in my house than I will ever need. I have a stack of quilts that probably comes up to my knees or mid-thigh.
You're ready for that big Texas winter.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what we do with them. We have them piled. We try to drape them on things, and then they keep sending me more quilts.
I'll gladly take some. It's fine.
They're listening to this and going, he doesn't like the quilts?
What's up with that?
I'm going to get calls about this. I'm definitely going to get calls about this.
Probably.
So what started, you said you'd always been crafty, but what started your love in sewing?
Well, I started with crocheting.
Mm-hmm.
Self-taught, well, somewhat YouTube videos, things like that, but I didn't have anybody sitting with me to teach me. Then found out my great-grandmother, who was blind, actually would crochet.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So it was really, really cool. So I got really big into that. But then there were so many things that I really wanted to make, and especially with clothing and things, and just couldn't do it the way I wanted to with crocheting.
Mm-hmm.
So I started sewing, which I had dabbled in sewing because my mom's a very big seamstress. Like she made her own prom dress, things like that back in high school, back when they actually had really good courses for things like that in school.
I remember those days.
I wish they still did.
Home economics.
Mm-hmm. Right, where you actually learn good things for in the home that actually went to
use. Shop class, you know.
Yeah, shop, they used to have mechanics.
But still, I would love
shop,
to do all
metal
of
shop.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so I started sewing instead because I wasn't able to do or to create the things that I wanted to with crocheting.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you, in a way, you kind of advanced.
Yeah.
Not to say that there's anything against crocheting. My wife crochets all the time. I think it's crocheting, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's knitting and there's crocheting. Does she have one needle or two?
Yes. Two. I think one.
It's got one needle with the hook on it.
Yes, that's it. That's crocheting. The one. All right. Yes, she crochets quite a bit.
Yeah. Don't let her go to knitting. That becomes weapons, and it's really bad for your health.
I noted. 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 So, masks for soldiers. How many have you made so far?
Over 200. We lost count.
Over 200 masks for soldiers, and you're not charging
so
for
it's
these.
Not only for soldiers, we're making them for civilians too. And then I've got first responders coming to me from out of town, from whether they have family here or know someone here, things like that. They're sending my information out. So I've got some I have to ship to Michigan today.
Michigan, that's all the way across, that's up there.
I had a fellow soldier hit me up for masks for their mother from up in New York at doctors up there. I had to do over 20 masks for them. I've got a paramedic, first responder, a COVID-19 researcher, and doctors from, I don't remember where they are. Address is at home. But they're from out of state, too, that are coming to me for masks. And everybody's insistent on paying, and I refuse.
Wow, that's
so nice. Well, first off, I got a free sewing machine, so that right there is payment enough.
Right. But there's the material. You know,
I've had a few people donate some fabric.
Okay.
That they just had for whatever crafts they had. And they're like, well, I'm not going to use it here. You use it.
Okay.
So I've used that. And I've had some elastic donated. My mom sent me a butt ton of elastic because I didn't have any.
That
I
was making like
that's
a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That is a lot.
That is a lot. So how do you make a mask? Take us through a step-by-step process of mask making.
There's two different types of masks that you can make.
Oh, I did not know that.
So there's the rectangle style, like what you see a lot of the doctors and stuff wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I call it a surgical mask, just because that's what people understand
that
it as.
Style.
And then there's this style right here that goes up over your nose, and it fits your face a little bit better,
let
I think.
Let me see. Hand me one of those, if you would. Hand me one of those. All right, so I'm holding the mask right now, and it is... it's camouflaged. It's in the Army tradition, the OCP.
Right.
Tradition. On the inside it is black, and it's got,
it's felt. Not felt, flannel.
Pocket in there? Is there something?
No. So when I do the pockets, right. If you look on in
that's
your
where
left
your schnoz
hand.
Goes, dude.
In I your left that. Hand.
In my left hand, yes.
See, there's a white line.
Yes, I see the white line.
That's a seam.
Okay.
Now yes. I can leave that
101.
I can leave that side open.
Okay.
And not put that seam there, and you can slip in your filters and things. Okay. Now, you're actually holding it upside down.
I knew that. That was
there
just
you go.
For show you people go. How not to do it.
Yeah.
So this is how you do it. You get the mask.
Yeah.
And there it is.
There it
you
is.
You can't even tell I'm wearing it.
Mm-mm.
It won't fit on my ears because I got headphones on.
And perfect if you want to rob that bank when we leave here.
I feel very safe right now.
And you can have it with or without a nose piece. Now, that one don't. And I still feel like with those, even without the nose,
the little
metal.
Thingy.
Yeah. It still fits very firmly to your nose.
No, that fit really well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this amazing.
One, this one doesn't have flannel inside. It's just got another cotton layer.
Well, I don't want to get my germs all over.
You're fine.
Too. I guess this is mine now.
You own that.
I've breathed on it. Well, thank you so much for the mask.
They can be machine washed if you need to hand it off. Just throw it in with all your other laundry, wash it, dry it, and keep on going.
So they're reusable.
Yes.
That's very, very good.
Yes.
So where are masks going to take you into the future? Are you starting to build your mask empire?
No.
No?
I do not. No, I am so masked out. I love doing it, given the circumstances, and I will make them in the future if needed or requested.
Mm-hmm.
But past Corona,
are you tired of Corona yet?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's not so much Corona; it's more so the people that don't want to listen. They're keeping us in timeout way longer than what we need to be.
Right here, amen to that. Amen to that. How are you and your wife coping with that?
We're doing great. We love it because she's home all the time, and you know, with all the head of youngin that we have, it's definitely helpful because if she wasn't home, they still had her in as an essential employee, there wouldn't be as many masks.
Well, she might not be an essential where she works right now, but she's certainly essential at home.
Yes, very, very much so.
Well, that's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. Would we like to have her on the show?
We should.
We should. Is it okay if we give her a call? Yeah. Let's just, we've never done this before. This is a first time thing. So I'm
Got it.
Bringing up the thing. Where's the number? There. Is that a three?
Yeah, it's a three.
All right, that's a three. Okay.
That's a three, too.
That's a three?
That's a three.
There's a bunch of threes.
Just messing with my pen and shit.
And this. And I hit the button. Let's see if this works. Hey. I'm hearing ringing.
We got a ringer.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Who is this?
This is AJ Kelms.
Hey, AJ. This is Charlie from Fort Hood's Great Big Podcast.
How you doing?
I'm doing. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So what are you up to today? There's other people in the room here with
me.
Hi,
I'm Dave.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
So what's going on at home?
Well, see, we just got done with breakfast, and I just sent them up to play the game, and we're going to do their schoolwork later because I have to do some work for my first sergeant.
Oh, yeah, everybody's homeschooling now. I figured I don't have kids, so I don't think about that. But what's that like, homeschooling your kids?
It's definitely a task.
It's it's fun though, and it's cool just because we have all the online stuff that they can do. Mm-hmm. So all the work that they do on the computer, it's all interactive and it's fun and it's kind of like a game. So to them, they enjoy it, and they're all in the same program, so they all get to basically being in competition because I'm at 80% and you're only at 60, so. You know, they make sure they let each other know who's on top.
Well, it certainly does keep you more involved with your kids. I don't think a lot of parents realized what goes into teaching a child. Because when you're going through it as a kid, it's just stuff being thrown at you. But
right.
when you're actually having to do it yourself, oh my gosh, that's a whole different ballgame.
I think what makes it harder is there's three of them in different grade levels.
Oh, yeah.
And then trying to make sure each one is doing whatever they're supposed to be doing.
Well, then, if the kid's older, they can be like teacher's assistant for this class.
Pretty much, yeah, because our oldest.
I saw that eye roll.
Sister out.
It depends on who you pair up out of the three of them. That's the problem.
Dynamics. So how do you feel? Does it make you proud to know that your significant other is making such a huge impact, not just at Fort Hood, but the United States as a whole?
Oh, yeah. It makes me so proud and just happy. Because when she came to me, she was like, hey, we're gonna start making face masks. Because at first, it was just for me, for work. Because, we do have the two babies in the house. And mm-hmm. I was like, I want that extra protection for my family. And then once she sewed it up, and then it was just like, hey, you know what? We should make our coworkers one. She was like, yeah. I think the next day she was like, I'm going to start making them and we're going to donate them. I was like, let's do it. So
awesome.
It's pretty awesome. But it turned into something so small and it's gotten so big. And it's literally from the time we wake up till like 1 o'clock in the morning, we're sitting in the craft room sewing.
Oh, wow. Well, you are. You guys are making a huge difference in people's lives. You're saving lives with
Absolutely.
These masks.
If not theirs, the ones around them.
Yeah.
At minimum, it's the ones around them.
Absolutely. So, hey, we want to put out a big podcast thank you to you two and the wonderful job that you're doing supporting soldiers, supporting America, and supporting the kids. I hear those kids.
Could you guys do me a favor? Can I get a family photo that we could post on our Facebook page when we air this episode?
Yeah.
Totally. I want a family.
That's Tegan that y'all hear. Yeah. That's Tegan. She's our special one.
Yeah. Great Army family.
Yes.
And really appreciate all you all are doing right now.
It's nothing.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it is something.
Well, for me, it's nothing. It's just, I feel responsible. I feel like I can, so I should.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a great attitude to have.
It is.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have more. I don't know if this is excitement. This is wholesome. Yes, we've got wholesomeness on the podcast.
Hey,
what's happened to us?
Two girls from Mayberry. I mean, Whitsitt, North Carolina, making a difference.
Zagnut.
Yeah.
Zagnut. Would you stop?
Yep. All right.
It's been great having you. And AJ, thanks for all you do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Appreciate it.
Stay safe with all those kids.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we'll have more coming up.
Right after this.
Yep.
Here he is, Jeff Snarkworthy.
Thank you. Yeah. If you've got a sudden, unexpected fever, you might have coronavirus. If you've traveled from or through a state where coronavirus is prevalent, you might have coronavirus. If that fever of yours, if it's accompanied by a feeling of shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, you might have coronavirus.
Coronavirus is steadily spreading across not only the United States, but the world. Being aware of the signs and symptoms of coronavirus helps keep us all safe. If you suspect that you may have been infected with the virus, call 254-553-6612. That's the Fort Hood Health Hotline, 254-553-6612.
If you've been around some place where people were infected, if you got that fever, shortness of breath, and a cough, you might have coronavirus.
Coronavirus. It's no laughing matter.
Hello? And the fun continues on the Great Big Podcast.
Woohoo.
It's a party.
That was
what?
The flattest. It's a party.
It's a party. It is.
You're like, it's a party.
It is a party.
That's it how he parties.
Yep. We're really moving into this segment with some thunder here, I'll tell you. The energy's high in the room.
It's a party.
The energy is high in the room. Well, we're here with our favorite segment. Wait, what am I doing?
What are you doing?
We got to have music.
Yes.
Everybody, here we all go now. Ready? A one and a two and a...
Hey Blair went to the movies. Hey Blair went to the movies. Hey Blair went to the movies. And here's what she thinks.
You should patent that.
Yeah, you need to pass out the lyrics.
I already ripped that off.
We could have joined in.
It's not like it's Shakespeare.
I didn't know where you were going with after Hey Blair Goes to the Movies, though.
Didn't you hear it the one other time we did that?
No.
I think that was the one you didn't listen to.
Yeah, it was
to.
The
exactly.
So, no. The one you didn't listen to.
Right.
Blair got a theme song.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, there you go.
And, yeah.
I she heard it, right?
You were gone, right?
Yeah, he was gone.
Yeah. And then he was like, you know what? I don't need to listen to that one. And here we are.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get.
So it's Blair Dupree.
But she didn't join in. I got an excuse.
Her movie scene. Well, no. No.
So Blair, I'm trying to reintegrate.
Not only that, Blair didn't join in, and it's her theme
Plus,
song.
Plus, I'm trying to introduce Blair.
I cannot sing. I'm just sparing everybody listening to this.
You know, if it's bad, it's good for this.
Oh, no. My bad is like the bad... Actual bad, not like the good kind of bad. You know
now
what I mean?
Now I want to hear it.
Is it fingers on the chalkboard bad?
Yeah.
Oh, please, I got to hear it.
No, right,
here
we go. No.
Bottom, bum, bum.
I ain't singing it by myself.
I will sing it with you. All right.
You promise?
I promise.
You're not going to stop singing?
No, I won't. I promise not to stop singing.
Okay, because once you lose my trust, it's hard to get it back.
I will. As our listeners is my witness.
Okay.
I will see you through. Okay. I am the wind beneath your wings. All right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ready? Bum bum bum. Hey Blair went to the movies. Hey Blair went to the movies. Hey Blair went to the movies. And here's what she thinks. Bum bum bum. Yay! The world did not end. The world did not end. Coronavirus is still here. Everything is the same.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All Everything right. is the same. All right, now let's get to it, actually.
Yes.
This has got to be the most interesting beginning to a segment I think we've ever done.
Ever.
It just kind of...
It emerged from the ashes.
It did. And what ashes they were. All right, Blair, what you got for us?
All right. So last month, before the theaters closed...
Before the theaters closed.
I saw Onward and I saw The Invisible Man.
All right.
Okay. Onward was fantastic. I can't recommend it enough. You know, Pixar always 99% of the time knocks it out of the park. Yeah. And this was no exception. The Invisible Man was flat.
Not so much.
I actually kind of was looking forward to it. And I don't like movies that are marketed as scary. This was more kind of like jump scary. I cannot do the gory stuff, so I will never ever go watch anything like that. But this was seemed kind of like suspense and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But they didn't give us enough backstory into the couple, and it was just kind of like, you know, there was really no arc. It was just kind of like, I remember sitting there thinking, okay, when is this going to end? You know, like I'm waiting for the moment she gets her revenge. Like I knew it was going to happen.
You know, the The Invisible Man is one of those classic, stories. It was a book first and then made into movies. And it's always been science fiction. And it has morphed over time into more of the horror.
This is a spoiler alert for anyone listening. But like, I remember watching the commercial and there's this part where she pours paint.
White paint, yeah.
On him. And like, there's like almost like a golf ball. There's like indents on the silhouette. So I was like, he's wearing some kind of suit, you know? So like, I knew that before I even sat down in the theater. I knew he was wearing a suit. And then they just tell you that he's like an expert in optics or something like that. And he's got this Tony Stark-esque lab.
The richest optometrist in the world.
Literally. And then he's made this suit out of a whole bunch of little cameras. And me knowing cameras, I'm like, okay. And he does all this crazy stuff. He like throws her across the room and does all this other crazy stuff. And he like kills all these other people and all this. And I'm like, some of the stuff he's doing fighting, I'm like, having a whole bunch of cameras on your body, you shouldn't be able to move like that so fluidly, you know, with hardware.
But he's a master of optics.
That don't matter. Like, I was just like, this is like physically impossible.
Well, Blair, I think you're missing one thing. When you see certain movies, and by certain, I mean
your disbelief.
Yeah, most now, you got to turn off the brain.
Yeah.
If you start thinking about it, it just doesn't work.
I can't.
I think it's ironic that he like helps people see, but he's invisible. Is that part of like the gag?
I didn't think about
that.
Wow.
Mind blown.
Just got deep.
Yeah.
Just got deep.
Sorry. Y'all are the first people I've seen in person for a couple of weeks. So like I've been very philosophical in my
How are we holding up?
conversation is not as easy.
What about optics?
Optics is good.
Am I still pretty?
Yes, you are.
Very You're good. As pretty as you always have been.
This is as good as it's going to get, folks.
You don't look a day over 50.
No. So what about Onward?
Onward. I loved every second of it. I walked in I kind of expected this to be like one of those Pixar movies that kind of was like, eh, to me. Because like, WALL-E's a great movie, but not my favorite. You know, really? I kind of expected it to be.
Molly.
Yeah. Like, I kind of expected it to be like that, especially because I remember when they released the teaser poster like a year ago, just had the two brothers looking at two moons in the sky. And I was like, what is this? And usually things involving like alien like things, because I immediately thought, oh, they're aliens, you know. I was kind of like, yeah, you know, because like I could never really get into Star Wars. I tried. I just couldn't. And then stuff like that. And, like, Guardians of the Galaxy is, like, my least favorite in the Marvel franchise. So, like, alien things aren't really my cup of tea, but...
What about Alien? Have you seen Alien?
No, I have not seen Alien.
Okay.
That's gory, man. She don't watch that.
It's scary. It's what I guess it is.
It's
jump
gory.
Scares.
It's gory.
It's gory. And it's pretty gory.
You got to see Alien.
Yeah, she won't.
It's not that great.
Yeah, I ain't watching.
You don't like Alien?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Brianna,
I don't like.
Brianna.
I don't like suspense or gory.
Already digging a hole, and you just got back. Nice. All right, back to Onward.
Yeah, but like, once they released the trailer and kind of gave that some context.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, maybe this might be okay. So, Tom Holland and Chris Pratt are fantastic in this movie as the two main characters. And, they basically go on this journey using the long lost art of magic to, bring back their father for a day who has passed away many years before. The younger brother who's played by Tom Holland's never met his father, and he desperately wants to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And his older brother, Chris Pratt's character, was had met him and was young when he passed away. So they have to kind of, you know, work together and kind of overcome the obstacles that come with having a sibling, you know, to bring their dad back.
Cool. So you found it heartwarming.
It was heartwarming. Like, I was, like, at the end, I was tearing up because it was heartwarming. I was tearing up because it was funny. I was, I mean, just kind of every emotion that made you feel all of that.
So and, it hit all your buttons in a good way.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. But sad thing is I haven't seen Toy Story 4, which is on Disney Plus. So I will probably be watching that in the next week.
Yeah.
I heard Have it was
you,
bad.
You've seen the other ones,
really?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It was just unnecessary.
Oh, really? Well, I've heard about how it ends, and I'm like, this is stupid. Because, like,
I don't know how
it
ends.
Yeah, it turns out
yet.
They were all toys.
It's, what? No, it's just like the end of Endgame, okay? When, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Where Woody holds up the thing and says, I am Iron Man. And it snaps
no,
it.
No. No, specifically to Captain America and Bucky. Like, for three movies, he's like, Bucky. And then at the very end of Endgame, he's like, peace out, dude. You know? Peace out. You know? It's like, what?
I don't remember that line from Endgame. Peace well, out, dude.
Peace out, dude.
He didn't say peace out. He said, I'm going to go back in time to marry the girl of my dreams and become old. And
I don't
even though,
think he specifically said that.
Yeah, but that's what happened. So it's just like...
Are we tossing out more spoiler alerts, or how old is this movie?
Last year.
Endgame.
Okay, whatever. Again.
I've read the book,
Dave has not
but
seen
I haven't it. Seen the movie, actually.
You haven't seen Endgame?
No, I've read the book, though.
They wrote a book?
Avengers Endgame?
The
oh,
novel.
That one. Okay.
Are you thinking about Ender's Game?
Ender's Game. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Sorry. I have seen Endgame. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, Ender's Game is a good book.
Ender's Game. Okay. I don't remember Iron Man being in there.
I was so confused.
And the movie was good, too.
I'm dead. Okay. That's funny.
I think that's where we draw the line. That's where we cut the segment off.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We're going to go in there and cut out like 90% of it.
Oh, yeah. Nothing that happened while I was gone is going to make it there anyway.
That's depressing.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
All right, then. All right, then.
We're going to end on that note.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We'll see if we have you back or not.
Honestly, I don't blame you.
Coming up, we have a soldier who is also a member of the Space Force, but not how you think.
Dun, 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 dun.
Kind of, but more like dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah, wrong.
Twilight Zone.
Not Twilight Zone.
No. But spacey.
Yeah.
I guess. We'll have more fun and excitement coming up in just a minute, kiddos. Don't touch that dial.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, We should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fort Hood's great big podcast. Factual, fantastical, frilly, and fun. Factual. Fun. Who writes this crap?
Coronavirus is among us. It's our beware. Take it's care.
Honey.
Coronavirus.
Charlie. We're good. Right? I didn't realize there was a country concert going on.
I was waiting for the bridge.
So we can throw him off?
Long time. Throw me off.
Yeah. That sounds like another country song.
Throw me off the bridge. I'm going home.
Yep.
So
dark.
Dark.
Let's not be ethnic. The entertainment. We're all having to binge TV. Not necessarily binge. Just consume.
Yeah.
This is coronavirus has changed the way we consume media, hasn't it? Or have you always just stayed at home and watched animation?
I've kind of always done that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. You know, I do see that on social media. All my friends are talking about how they're staying home, playing games, watching movies and stuff. And I'm like, some of us still got jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
How is the world working?
Well, I mean, for those of us non-essentials.
I guess.
Well, you're essential today.
That's true. I'm essential today.
You're essential every day.
But I was not yesterday.
No.
But you were quarantined yesterday.
That's true. I was.
James.
Happy Easter.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, she is risen.
You really didn't go there.
No, but it took 4 days, so it's okay.
He kind of beat me to it.
14.
That's true. 14. Yeah,
14 days.
14 days. She'll get to it when she's ready.
Yeah. I took a little bit longer than Jesus.
Well, the boulder is pretty heavy. That was a heavy boulder.
She had to make sure her hair was right.
That's right.
That's right.
Getting ready. Yeah. Here I am.
Yeah, I got to wear my shirt.
Yeah.
You got the person walking up to the tomb. Not yet. I'm not ready. Go back. It's going to be a while. All right.
We got a guest.
Transitioning. Yes.
Well, you've have heard him. Introduce yourself, sir. All right.
You've heard strange enough. Mystery voice.
Oh, well, do you want my actual name or my persona?
Let's start with the actual name, and then we'll get into the gear.
All right. I am Tom Pernicki, and I am a member of the 501st Legion here in Central Texas.
But you're more than that.
I am more than that.
Because you're a real American hero.
Oh.
You're a regular G.I. Joe.
I am a U.S. Army Reserve soldier here, mm-hmm. stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, as part of the Fort Hood Mo Brigade.
Yeah.
And we've been doing a lot of work in the past. Mm-hmm. The mission changed, as you two well know,
mm-hmm.
and as opposed to just mobilizing and demobilizing some great American soldiers in support of the Army's worldwide deployable mission. Now we have a quarantine situation because of the whole COVID's changed how everything operates. So our entire mission's kind of evolved and grown since then.
Yeah, sort of like how we consume media.
That's absolutely right.
It all ties into it. So, Brianna, what does mobilizing and demobilizing mean?
Oh, that's when you send troops around the world, correct? Or send them back?
Well, like they can. It can also be here in the continental United States.
Oh, okay.
And that's actually what the team I'm in charge of. I facilitate the mobilization of soldiers, CONUS.
All right. So, it's where you're getting spun up to go somewhere. Or you've been somewhere, you're coming back, and now you're getting spun down to return to normalcy.
That's true.
Just mm-hmm. curious. They're bringing back a lot of medical retiree types.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys playing a role in that? Bringing them back on active duty?
I haven't heard anything directly yet with the stop movement order for the military. Sure. The only people moving right now are medical personnel.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard a follow-up as to how that's going to work. Medical personnel most likely usually are going to be individual.
They're spun up already.
And yeah, so that we do take individual soldiers through the Fort Hood Deployment Readiness Center.
All right. Nice to know you're helping out, right?
It's good. It's good to have an actual purpose and to know that we're actually not just witnessing history, but we're a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're affecting the lives of thousands of people that we'll never meet. And that actually that means something.
Yeah. Absolutely. This guy's decisions and the soldiers he's around is affecting you, dear listeners out there. You don't even know it. He's helping you guys. He's one of those unseen forces behind the curtain. That's making your life better. And it's going to help beat this virus and get us all back to where we were, which was lazy on the... We're at the same place now that we were. We were lazy on the couch when this thing started. Yeah. Now we're lazy on the couch because they're making us be.
But will it ever go back to the way it was? Or are we seeing a fundamental shift in the way our society functions that it will never truly go back to?
No more high fives and no more handshaking? Ever?
Demolition, man.
I think we're going to go back to the way it was. We've got such a short memory.
Yes.
With everything else... There'll be a period where it's kind of awkward, and then it's going to be like nothing happened, and we talk about this, and we watch bad movies about this happening and say, it wasn't like that when I was in quarantine.
You're going to make a movie about it? That'd be awesome.
A movie about quarantine?
Quarantine. Yeah. Oh.
I don't know if anyone would be interested
in that.
Nice
little indie film.
There will be movies. There will be movies.
Oh, yes.
There will be comedies, there'll be the indie films, there'll be a horror movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure there already is a horror
movie. I'm sure there already is.
You know, I hear some people get so into movies,
mm-hmm.
they like to reenact them.
What do you mean, like dress up and
yeah,
like bring the movie to life?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Really?
That's strange. Tom? I actually, in my spare time, when we aren't social distancing, I actually go out and I do live the movies.
What? What a coincidence.
I do. I do. So that's what it's all about, being part of the 501st Legion, the mm-hmm. official recognized Lucasfilm costume group that is worldwide, about 14,000 members worldwide, 90 here in Central Texas,
wow.
500 in Texas alone. And it's just a group of costume enthusiasts that have taken our love for Star Wars from the big screen into our homes. And some people they want to collect the action figures. We want mm-hmm. to be the action figures. And so there's an official set of rules that come out that tells you what the costume has to have, the materials, and you get those materials and you put the stuff together. You can buy parts and stuff online, put it together. And once it's completed, you submit pictures to the garrison command and they will the garrison for,
yeah,
first. Yeah, Fort Hood's not authorized.
Not the garrison commander. Well, yeah, the garrison commander's going, why do people keep sending me these pictures?
We could arrange that, but let's not do that.
But let's do it.
As long as the pictures show that you've been had attention to detail, so mm-hmm. it's a trait that we learn here in the Army, that your costume is down to the details, what it's supposed to look like, what you'd see in the movies, or the helmet that I have here is actually from a video game that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, he's got a helmet. Here it is, a stormtrooper helmet.
A stormtrooper
style helmet. I'm painting a picture for the people that can't see what I'm seeing
Fair. That's fair.
So it is a stormtrooper style helmet, but it is different because it is black. And go on, describe this.
So this is the next kit that I'm working on. I already mm-hmm. have one, which is a full-on scout biker trooper that you saw in Return of the Jedi in the forest scene fighting with Luke and Leia on the speeder bikes.
And the Ewoks.
And the Ewoks, yes. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about those carnivorous little teddy bears.
You're the kind that punched Baby Yoda.
No. We'll get to that. That was not us. Those were rebel imposters.
Uh-huh.
So, but in this case here, this is a helmet for a kit from Inferno Squadron. This is a Special Forces TIE Fighter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
The costume will be Gideon Hask when it's done, and which is a character from the Battlefront 2 video game that came out in November 2017.
Mm.
And so I've got most of the pieces. When you start to assemble your stuff, you can put it together yourself, or I'm a social person. You do what we call an armor party. Once or twice a month, people in the area will have an armor party. We all congregate in their house and help each other build each other's kits. There was one, right, I want to say the beginning of March or so, and mm-hmm. I didn't go to it because I'm like, oh, I'll get to the next one, and then everything went on shutdown. So,
hey, I just want to put out that, one, I don't have coronavirus, and two, I coughed into my elbow.
Yes, he did.
He did.
I just wanted to clarify. I know there's some guy out there that heard me coughing in the background and went, There's one of the sick ones on this.
And now they're going to say we're all infected.
Turn it off. We're going to get the corona.
They're just going to board up the door so we can't
okay,
leave.
The sick ones. Aren't these guys the bad guys?
Oh, well, see.
You like playing bad guys?
The 501st Legion, our motto is bad guys doing good. But I'm going to say, no, we're not the bad guys.
Okay.
Because the movies that you saw that you know as Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
when I'm in my role as TB53277, my mm-hmm. scout biker,
yeah.
TB will tell you those are rebel propaganda because they always make us look bad. I mean, as a stormtrooper, I tell you right now, I can hit
the broadside of a Bantha. It's psychological operations.
Absolutely. I can hit the broadside of a Bantha. Like those two guys that were punching the baby Yoda thing.
Yeah.
You know, they were trying punches. To shoot like a tin can thing like 2 meters away and couldn't hit. I tell you right now, propaganda. I could hit that can. It would be no challenge at all.
So what do the rebels have against you then?
They're obviously terrorists. I mean, the rebel scum. I mean, look at that. They're blowing up entire space stations full of people. I mean, what's that for?
He has a point. What's the enlistment bonus look like right now for the Empire?
I would have to get back to you. I mean, that is, I'm not the recruiter. I'm just a humble, loyal Imperial scout.
But you could hook us up if we wanted to.
You know, if you meet the requirements, then yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're always looking for good troopers because 501st Legion is open to anyone 18 and older. We do have sister organizations like the Rebel Legion. Rebel Legion is the group of costume enthusiasts that want to dress up like those dirty rebel scum.
Those terrorists.
Yeah, there's the Mando Mercs, which they all have Mandalorian Boba Fett style armor. Mm-hmm. Every one of those costumes is individually unique. No two costumes are the same.
That's cool.
Some have a lot of LEDs and electronics. They're really impressive. And there's a couple other groups too, but those are the ones.
We so are most. Those all sanctioned by Lucasfilm as well?
Yes.
But you guys are special. Explain the sanctioning, because anybody can put together an outfit.
Anybody can put together an outfit, but like I said, you have to follow the costume reference rules very specifically as to what the materials of like soft cloth is supposed to be made of. It details like if you have a piece of armor on the back, like what kind of little things are supposed to be on there, like extra decals or add-ons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to follow that to a T. And sometimes like the scout costume has three different levels. You have like your level one, which is your basic, as long as that's the bare minimum requirements. And then you have like a level two, which has, instead of like faux leather or something like that, or there's faux suede, it has like actual suede down between the legs and the crotch area.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of these costumes have variable levels of authenticity. But once you assemble your costume, if you show that you follow these details, again, the garrison leader for your area will view the photos or the costume itself and say, yes, this meets the costume requirements, and then you're now certified, and you can actually choose your number. You go to the 501st and you request a certain number, and they verify that you're approved, and then you get that number. So I'm TB53277, or 23577, correction. And when I switch over to being Gideon Hask, it'll be TI, because that's for like TIE, not something or other, but like the TIE pilot. So
TIE Interceptor, maybe?
No, it's different. Like the Stormtroopers are TK. Right. The scouts are the TB, and so
TK421. Why aren't you at your post?
If you're a Sith Lord, you're SL. So there's different designations for each type of costume.
Wait, Sith Lords have their own designations? I thought they just had like regular like Vader.
Well, no, but like your code number, like your identification.
What was Darth Vader's code?
Lord Vader.
Lord Vader.
Our savior.
Well, I guess from your point of view, yes.
Absolutely.
From your point of view, so. I got to ask you, and I'd like to talk to the soldier now.
Yes,
the absolutely. Army soldier now.
I've got multiple personalities. We can do this all day.
What are you getting out of this? What do you get out of it? Why dress up? Why do this?
One, I've been a Star Wars fan my entire life. I mean, Star Wars came out in, May 19 of 1977.
Yes.
I was born a few days later. I saw the movies when I was a kid, and I was hooked. And so for me, it's just a chance to like be a part of the movies. And then mm-hmm. also it's more than that too, because we do charity events, go to children's hospitals and just try to bring that love of Star Wars to life. One of the first events I got to do when I was stationed out in Fort Polk, Louisiana was a parade around Christmas time.
Right.
And my face hurt by the end of it because I was smiling so much because so many people were just happy to see us walking down the street. And the best moment, I'll tell you this, the best moment was this little kid that was maybe 2 years old came running out of the crowd, came right up to me and gave me my leg a hug. That was like the best moment. I mean, it was just this little kid that was just so excited to see Star Wars come to life.
Sure.
You know, and it doesn't hurt that there was another parade in Louisiana for Mardi Gras that I was high-fiving people when it was still okay to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing gloves and a helmet or a mask. Mm-hmm. But I was high-fiving people, and one of the ladies, you know, grabbed me and gave me a good old lipstick kiss right on the helmet there.
Oh, that's great.
Aww. So, you know, it felt good. TB was feeling loved.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, it's time that the Empire had some love.
One of the reasons I chose the costumes I did is if you try to be someone like Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia, I mean, everybody knows who those iconic characters are. They know how they look. When you put on like a helmet like this, you could be any faceless character. Sure. So it's not really me. It's just TB23577 out there, you know, bringing Star Wars to life. So it's not about me. And that's one of the great things about this is, yeah, you go and do these charity events. I know that the 501st is really tied into Make-A-Wish. They've got other projects they've done. Mm-hmm. They used to do some private events back in the day, but never charge for the private events. It's never like, hey, pay us to show up. It's completely voluntary. We used to do some like birthday parties and stuff, but they had dialed back because of some issues a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Right. So now it's just officially licensed events, or if a new movie's coming out. So if you go to certain movie theaters, especially down in the Austin area, like mm-hmm. Flicks Brew House and a couple of one of the Alamo Draft House.
Sure.
They'll invite us to come, and they'll say, we want this many characters. And so on opening weekend for like a Star Wars movie, we'll sign up and we'll go down there and dress up for a couple hours, something like that, take pictures of people. Or if they've got like a new Star Wars video game, some of these game stores, GameStop, whatever it is, will mm-hmm. ask us to come out. And so we promote Star Wars in that way. Or sure. There's just other charity events. One of the things I've never had a chance to do, it's one of the things I really signed up to do, was to go to the children's hospitals.
Right.
Because some of these kids are very sick. Some of them, unfortunately, are not going to make it, and just to bring joy to their lives. However, there are complications there. So with some of these children's hospitals, these kids have compromised immune systems.
Sure,
right. So sometimes they're just very strict on trying to sterilize the outfit, and it can means that some people can't wear certain ones just based off a number of factors. Mm-hmm. So I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but it's on my list of things that I want to get out there and do.
Sure.
Hopefully we make it long enough that you're able to do that.
I don't know. You just started coughing.
Yeah, you're the one.
That was water. It was from drinking water. I was drinking water and it went down the wrong.
He's the kind of guy that if he got bit by a zombie, he'd hide it.
I was literally thinking that, but I didn't say it.
Were you really?
I was.
Wow.
Hey, Charlie, look at the flowers.
yeah. If I'm not here next week, you all know why. They offed me. Well, it's been wonderful having you.
Appreciate it.
On the show. We're going to have to take a picture of you with that wonderful helmet.
Absolutely.
And show it to people because that is amazing.
Yeah, and one of these days, once this whole thing is lifted, you know, we can have some events and you guys can get some pictures of several of us.
Oh, we'd love to. Yeah. Absolutely. That'd be great.
Because it's about a year and some change ago, there was an event up here at the PX, and they had several members, including one that was in this very outfit.
Oh, cool.
Was it you?
No, I don't know who it was.
Oh, that one.
So I'm like, I want that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Join the dark side. We have cookies. Okay. And costumes.
Yes. I have many costumes as well.
Yep, she does. All right. Well, we will be back with stuff after things. That was better than I thought.
I liked it.
Of course you did. It was dress up.
I know. It's like totally my language.
I don't know, $1,500 to get dressed up.
Hey, people spend more than that. Yeah. I'm looking at you, Brianna.
Yeah, I've spent more than that.
Seriously?
Not for one single outfit, though, but yeah.
When you count all the accoutrements and accessories?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot more $1,500.
Yeah, but you're using it more than once, so it's not just like a one shot and you're done.
One.
This is something you're gonna wear.
Yeah, you're not wearing this to the Oscars and burning it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's okay.
It's about the process.
It's an investment.
Yes.
It's an investment in your nerddom.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I didn't know there was like an official.
You know, we never got there. Star Wars, right? 1977, first one?
Yep.
Okay, I was 16 and playing sports in high school and all that stuff and chasing girls.
Yeah.
I never got into it.
Well.
Girls were more important at that point. I was 16.
There's girls in Star Wars.
Yeah, I know, but you don't actually chase them because they're on a movie screen.
No, she didn't need to be chased. She was a strong woman.
Strong, independent woman.
She's dead now. Do you know that?
Yeah, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
I think I knew that, but then I forgot.
Now you know it again.
Yep.
Another way that the Great Big Podcast is useful.
I remember seeing, no way, is she?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it a brain embolism or something?
No, I just said that just to say it.
Yeah, no, she passed.
Well, because there's so many like hoaxes and stuff now. So
nope, she's really gone.
You never know if, okay, well, that's sad. Mm-hmm.
Yep, sayonara.
Well, it'll happen to every one of us eventually.
Yep. It will. All of our stories, no matter where we are.
Why did you have to go there?
It all ends the same,
That's why we do hobbies that are expensive.
We're talking happy.
Because you can't take it with you.
We're talking happy. And he's got to go Carrie Fisher's dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's some guy sitting at home listening to this who's been quarantined for 2 months going,
what?
I'm going to die. Oh, no.
Either that or that was his high school hottie.
That's true.
You know?
Who, the major here?
No, I'm talking about Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Not the major. What's wrong with you? Wasn't Princess Leia like outfits like the thing?
Oh, yeah.
It was. It still is.
You know, she was in a bikini in the third movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a Jabba the Hutt thing, yes. Right? I've seen photos.
We've all seen photos.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Well.
Boy, that ain't right.
No,
yeah, moving on.
With that, yeah, I think it's time to put another nail in our Great Big Podcast coffin.
Always back to the dead stuff.
No, I didn't mean it that way, but I guess it does seem sort of.
Morbid?
Yeah, a little bit morose. Yeah.
How about brightening up our day?
All right. Corona. I don't even remember the song anymore.
Lounge lizard. Yeah.
Coronavirus. Yeah.
It's among us.
Charlie's coughing.
I told you it was the water.
Is that a bad version of Copacabana?
At the virus. Coronavirus. No.
Okay.
All right. That's how you can tell we've been doing this too long. And that's how we know it's time to go.
Yeah, he's right ready. There. And you got to go grocery shopping.
I do. I get to experience the wondrous world.
Don't forget to record it.
And remember your social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Social distance. They'll remind you. There will be
marks on the floors everywhere when you get into the line.
It's a different world. You're going to think you're in some movie.
But before we were on lockdown and we were allowed to go to the PX and go to the main post in Germany, they were very stringent about the social distancing.
Well, they are Germans.
Well, no, it was soldiers. It was like soldiers enforcing it. And it was, I get that they were doing their job, but it was annoying because we were living on top of each other, in bunks. Mm-hmm. And then we would
go to the store and they tell you to spread out.
They're like, oh, don't do that. Well,
kind of like when we put on the hand sanitizer when we walk in the building and I'm like, where do you think I got coronavirus between my car and now?
Yeah.
Where did this happen?
Yeah, we had to wash our hands.
Stop picking your nose.
So many times. Like I was washing my hands more in that month than I think the sum of my life. It was crazy. Like my hands were cracking and it was really annoying.
But they were really clean.
Super clean. You could eat off of them.
Oh, man. It was annoying because I like to go to the bathroom before I go into the dining hall, but I would always have to wash my hands twice.
Yeah.
So wait a second. So which one of those wasn't the normal thing?
I would use the bathroom.
And then have to wash again before you go into the dining hall.
And then like 2 minutes later, that was one of the details was someone had to stand there.
What if you just came out with the wet hands? You didn't dry. So you're like, look at the hands. Look at the hands.
They would not let you in. Okay. Yeah, they were super strict about it.
Well, they knew you put a loogie in there or something.
Why would you do that? That's more work than it's worth.
I don't know. People are weird. There's some nasty people out there.
And on that note.
Yeah, you really want to end it on that note?
Well, what other notes we got?
Some nasty people out there?
Sorry.
Corona. Coronavirus.
Go shopping, okay?
Yeah, I will. I'm excited. It is good to be back, though. It's good to be out of quarantine.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
We will look forward to you more in the future.
Yes.
America.
On Fort Hood's Great Big Podcast.
Yay.
I'm getting a phone call.
You got a phone call.
All right, that's the end.
Bye.
I've got a phone call. All right, bye.